You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Quip. Makers of the Quip electric toothbrush makes good habits simple with a new brush head, floss refill, and toothpaste delivered every 3 months with free shipping. Quip's electric brush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses. Join millions of mouths and get Quip today, starting at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired. Get QUIP.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is news coming from Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon. He said that he's going to give $10 billion of his vast fortune to fight climate change. He's a little vague about how exactly he's going to do it, but he's going to support science, evidence-based research, presumably a bunch of good, smart things, and Lord knows we could use more effort fighting climate change. So there were a bunch of reactions, and I want to talk through a couple of different levels of the reactions. The first is a kind of cynical, oh my God, another billionaire. Why do we want them throwing their money at this problem and putting out press releases? And my feeling is Jeff Bezos has to do something with his money. We just read a week ago that he bought the most expensive house ever, and I sure as heck would rather he was spending his money fighting climate change than buying ever bigger, ever more houses elsewhere. So he made his money fair and square. You can argue he should have been taxed higher. You can argue that Amazon has been exploitive, but whatever. He's got his money. It's got to go somewhere. I'm glad it's going to the most pressing problem we have. I hope he takes his hyper-rational approach to problems and comes up with all kinds of interesting solutions on, for example, geoengineering. There's a second line, which is Bezos' philanthropy has always been pretty interesting. When pushed by critics, why are you spending so much time and effort sending people into space? Why aren't you dealing with problems here? Bezos has always responded, well, I'm different. I've dreamed of going to space. I've dreamed of these different kinds of problems. And so what's interesting to me about this $10 billion pledge is that he's now not doing something idiosyncratic. He's doing something more normal. And what I'll say here is I hope he keeps working on sending people to space too, because I actually think Blue Origin and the work he's doing there is a pretty cool project. Then the last thing I'll say is that by far, the most important thing Bezos can do is not give $10 billion or $20 billion to climate change, though that is good. It is to take his focus and the power he has at Amazon and to do at Amazon what Microsoft has pledged to do, which is to hit extreme limits on your carbon output and carbon emissions. I would like Amazon to have the most aggressive pledge for reducing carbon dioxide emissions and for pulling carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere of any company. That's the most important thing Bezos can do. And Amazon has started to head in that direction, but that's even more important than any personal pledge that Bezos can make. So, despite all the criticisms, which I think would pretty much come at any billionaire, I'm glad he's doing this. I hope Amazon does even more. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more. more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.